celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
You come in church, you memorize the song, somebody else jumps, you jump, somebody else hollers, you holler, but inside, you're still pulled and drawn away and enticed, I'm quoting scripture to you, by sin. Because the core of sin has never been cut. In the current gray culture, many, many people freely identify, air quotes, identify as Christians. Even evangelical, Pentecostal Christians. And yet, they attend church services. The average Pentecostal evangelical attends church one time every 6 weeks. They call themselves evangelical Christians, yet they do not adhere to the foundational doctrines and lifestyle of orthodoxy. Because they don't know it to begin with. 53% of churchgoers believe there are many ways to heaven. I'm talking about people that sit in seats like these. 53% do not truly believe, or they truly believe that there are many ways to God. Over 50%. Yet, Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 59%, 60% do not believe humans are born in sin. This is orthodoxy. Look at me, precious one. Job said, in sin did my mother conceive me. How many of you have red blood coursing through your veins? Raise your hand now. Some of you are aliens. You have red blood, right? That means that came from a human person. And from the fall of our pristine parents in the elegant Garden of Eden, human persons have been born into original sin. Man is born hopeless, helpless, separated from God, strangers to the covenants of promise, and aliens of the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers. So God can say, I never knew you. We are born in sin. This corrupt culture and its bankrupt educational system have trained people from Little League all the way through. You win, you're a winner, you get a trophy just because you breathe. But the book says you were born into sin. It actually says you are at enmity. That's a big word for most people, an old English word. We don't really know what it means. You are at enmity against God. That's who you were. God loathes the sinner, and the sinner loathes God. These two, says the book, are at enmity, at warfare with one another. It's quiet. So we got people who have never dealt with original sin, because you can't deal with original sin till you get to the place where you loathe you, where you stop the blame game. It's everybody else's fault. Well, my wife just loved me more. She loves you enough, you lusty mess, you. You just never dealt with the core. You got dressed up. You put some nice clothes on. You come in church. You memorize the song. Somebody else jumps, you jump. Somebody else hollers, you holler. But inside, you're still pulled and drawn away and enticed, I'm quoting scripture to you, by sin, because the core of sin has never been cut. You can prune a tree all you want, but if you want it to die, you gotta cut the root. And there's all kinds of roots on the surface. Sometimes they even pop their head up for folks to see. But the real root can't nobody see. It comes right down out of the middle of that trunk and goes straight down. And that root holds more than all the rest put together. Do you know what I'm telling you right now? 90% of Christians will never, so-called churchgoers, will never hear. And that's why they're in sin and out of sin. When you get the core cut, do you know what happens? You lose your desire for what you couldn't live without. And when that happens, that root gets cut. You can't live with it. You can't live with yourself. You can't live with, you don't want to eat. You don't know what to do till you can dive back into an altar and get it fixed. Husbands and wives with the root cut don't go to bed angry. They don't commit violence against each other. Sometimes I'm in a hurry in the morning, and something will be out of place in the house that I messed up. And I'll be like, I'm in a hurry, I got to go. And you know what Jesus says to me all the time? I mean, he's relentless. He is. You know what he'll say? Would you put that back for me? And then I remember, oh yeah, orthodoxy. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And when I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll take that trash bag out. And I do it unto him. Why does Pastor go around picking up paper? Because this is the king's house. What do you mean? What do you mean? No core cut. Just fancy on. Am I talking to anybody? I'm not talking about committed sin. Because you don't. You're not a sinner. I can talk to you because I know you saved to the bone. You're not a sinner because you sin. You sin because you a sinner. You are a stranger to God's covenants. You cannot understand them. You might mentally assent to them, but you can't live by them. You are cut off from Israel. That when you deal with that, you get grafted in, Paul said, so that you have the right root. I got some trees at my house. They are beautiful. My dad planted them over 30 years ago. And they were about this tall then. And down at the trunk, the base of the trunk is bigger than the trunk. Because that's where those trees were grafted into the root of another tree. And God said, if you deal with original sin and recognize that I'm the only way for you to be free, because your branches may reach out, but your trunk is still rooted in the wrong thing. So your fruit is corrupted. But they cut the core off that second tree and they put it on about that much of the trunk, but the entire root system of another tree. That's what God does. He cuts you from everything you knew. Everything you hated, you now love. Everything you loved, you now abhor. I don't understand people that say they're truly born again, that keep going back. Come on, sir. No, you look, I love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You didn't get it yet. First of all, we have faulty conversions because we preach a faulty gospel. We preach easy believism. Why, we've got millions of people now adhering to the false doctrine that everybody goes to heaven. Well, there's a problem with that. It's that black book laying up there that tells you and everybody else everything about God. And it never tells you you can serve whatever God you want, however you want, and make it to heaven. That's a lie. To get to heaven, you must be born again. What does that mean? The old you has to die. And the problem with, what, 60% of people that don't believe that men and women are born in sin, sitting in churches, is because no one ever told them the truth. It's not that deep. These faux Christians have exchanged "that convicts me" with "you're condemning me." It touches the head and misses the heart. Then there are others sputtering out the dead letter of the law, but pouring no oil and wine into the brokenness of the human experience, when the mission of the Great Commission is to get the life of God into the hearts of humanity. My great God. Lift your hands right there where you are. And say this if you mean it. And say it out loud to the person's hair moves in front of you. Say it out loud. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Savior and King of the world, I come to you now. And I ask you in this moment and hereafter to do whatever is your will. But above all, I ask you to cut the root of a sinful nature. Cut it out of me, God. Set me free. Only you can. I receive it. Now it is finished. Come out of me, you root of evil, you curse of iniquity, you blight of sinfulness. Come out of me. Graft me into Jesus, my Father, for your glory. Amen. If you got something worth coming after, shout and clap right now.
This is a Bridge of Hope update. Hunger Crisis 25. Here is Dr. Rod Parsley.
You know, so many of you watching today have been so supportive of our tremendous missionary outreaches through Bridge of Hope. Through that ministry, we become a lifeline for hungry, for suffering children, for their families in South Sudan. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've helped countless tens upon tens of thousands, and our mission of mercy must continue. It must not slow down. The unforgivable landscape of South Sudan, eastward through the rest of the Horn of Africa, is the poorest region in our entire world. The land there is so parched, so dry. 40 years, can you imagine it? 40 years of drought gave way this summer for many to the wettest rainy season in 40 years. An astounding one half of the entire population there is facing extreme acute hunger emergencies. It's heartbreaking when we begin to realize that the precious children under 5 years of age, as always and everywhere, bear the brunt of this prolonged armed conflict and continuing unrelenting weather disasters and drought, locust invasions of biblical proportions, and now flash flooding. So many of those tiny, precious little ones and their families were forced to flee the ever-present danger of full-scale warfare. Imagine leaving for a 2-week journey on foot with little more than the clothes on your back. Many have only meager, tattered sheets to shelter them. Others are huddled under sparsely leaved trees. It's overwhelming when you consider that 65 million people need humanitarian aid to protect them from death. The goal of Bridge of Hope's 21-day mission of mercy is to rush 150,000 meals, to rush emergency supplies right there to the most desperate among those in South Sudan. But there's very, very little time to accomplish it. And that's why loving and generous partners of Bridge of Hope have created a very limited 21 days of mercy matching challenge. It'll help as many children as we possibly can through the end of the month. That's why your gift today will immediately double in its impact, up to $50,000. Your compassionate Christ-like gift of less than $100 will now help feed 32 suffering children for an entire month. $300 will double to help save the lives of more than 100 children and their families. Every single gift during this hunger crisis is so absolutely vital to their survival. If you can give $20, $40, please, please hear their cries and do it now. And I want to challenge everyone to do your very best. There's no time to hesitate. So I pray, I really do, that you'll call now. Our phone lines are open 24 hours a day, but there's no better time than now. Or you can use your phone to scan the QR code right there on your screen. It'll send you directly to the page at rodparsley.com for your giving. When you help what Jesus called the very least of these, you are literally positioning yourself for the overflowing of His mighty blessing. Let me thank you in advance and bless you in Jesus' mighty name for your very generous response today.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. you can be the difference between life and death. And double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy Matching Challenge. We're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do, then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
Thank you so much for bringing the hope of King Jesus to so many, many families on the brink of despair. Now, if you've already given a Bridge of Hope missions gift, could I ask you to consider a second gift of mercy in this year of double grace and double favor? We are ready right now to rush to the desperate, to the dying, as soon as possible. And please, don't forget to take advantage of all the ministry that's available to you every week, all week, every day on all my social media channels. You'll never miss a thing when you just subscribe, like, hit that bell, follow this global ministry for Jesus Christ. All the links are right there at rodparsley.com. You'll have access to tremendous live events like America's Camp Meeting, Dominion Camp Meeting, when we're celebrating 40 years of that great camp meeting this year. So mark your calendar right now, July 4th. 5th and 6th, not hard to remember, July 4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day, every day. Set your vacation time. Invite some friends to join you. 60% of the United States and Canada are within a very short day's drive of the heart of it all, Columbus, Ohio. It's an easy trip with a lifetime of benefits. The dates are right there on your screen. Thank you. Thank you for making today's international broadcast a breakthrough, such a very special part of my day. And I'll see you next time.